Welcome back, David.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
You know, last week you were talking about your project, which is called Hyakunin Issu, mm-hmm. reproduction of that. And it sounds like it's a very, very long project. So that made me think about the technique for doing these prints. It sounds like a very slow process.
Yes, it is, of course. The fact that all the delicate kimono patterns and all the calligraphy has to be carved into a hard cherry wood block, it takes a long time. I spend about 3 weeks carving each print, and then when the carving's done, 3 or 4 days to print 100 copies. Then I take a few days off to rest, and then next month start another one. I'll do it 100 times.
It sounds to me like you have to be a very patient kind of person.
Well, it's funny. I was talking to my mother about this a few years ago, and she said, "Where did you get this patience when we were growing up as a child?" You know? So I guess I'm growing up, perhaps. Yes, I need to be patient.
In terms of technique, you also mentioned that it's unusual that you do the printing and the carving.
Well, in the world of traditional Japanese printmaking, carvers and printers are always separate people. In the world of modern Japanese printmaking, of course, one man does everything himself. The two worlds work very different ways.
But you're in the traditional world.
Yes, and I'm breaking the rules by doing both carving and printing. And when I visit some of the old guys, if I visit a carver, sometimes he says, "Come on, quit that printing. Just do the carving and learn how to be a really good carver." And the printer says, "Come on, quit that carving stuff. I'll show you how to be a really good printer." And they don't understand that I just like doing both. I'm not willing to give up one side.
So there's no particular reason why you do it other than you enjoy it.
I love doing both, and I like the feeling, of course, when the print is finished, there it is in front of me. I did it, and I did it all by myself. It's like a little boy. I'm sorry to admit that, but yes, it's a great pleasure to make it by myself.
I wonder, you know, you live in a very modern city, but mm-hmm. you're immersed in the world of a very traditional kind of art form.
Yes, that's
true. Do you consider yourself a traditional kind of person?
Well, when I get up each morning, I finish breakfast, and then I decide, okay, it's time to go to work. And in my apartment, there's two rooms. On the right-hand side is a washitsu, a Japanese room, with tatami and my carving bench in there. On the left-hand side, there's a Western room. It's a hardwood floor, and in there is my computer, my synthesizer, my internet connection. Each day, I think, well, what's it going to be today? Is it going to be wood carving or a computer? And I have to make that decision, whether to live in 1997 or whether to live in 1797.
But you're very comfortable in both worlds, it sounds like.
I enjoy both of them very much, very much.
And I believe you have a newsletter.
Yes, I have communication. I do what they call a minikomi, I guess, in Japanese. And I send it to all the people who are collecting my prints. I have great fun doing that. I think it's very, very important.
So the two worlds come together with the newsletter.
Yes, actually, that place they do, sure. The reason I started it was because I found that people who were collecting my prints didn't understand what they were. They know what a woodblock print sort of is, but they had no idea what it takes to make it. I sign the bottom David Ball, and they think, David Ball made this. And that's really not true. I'm simply the last person in the line. The man carved the wood blocks. Somebody else made the paper. Somebody else made the pigments. Somebody else went in the mountains and quarried out a piece of stone that I use for making my sharpening tool. Somebody else sits there banging like they make the old swords, laminating iron together. All these people together are necessary. And I really felt it was necessary to communicate to my customers, people who are collecting my prints, exactly who was involved in making these things.
That's interesting because you said before that you're a kind of a lone wolf, but actually you do belong to a community of artists, or, what should I say, not artists.
Well, both are true. Of course, all these people are necessary to make the finished print, but then I sit there 8 hours a day in my room all by myself, carving and printing these things. But because I sell these things to collectors, you know, in sets, the fact that people are waiting for my prints means that as I work each day carving at my workbench, I know where that print will be going. I know who will be collecting it. So it's as though people are looking over my shoulder as I sit carving. All the 80 collectors who are supporting my project are really sort of in that room with me. I'm making the prints for them. It's a wonderful feeling. I'm not lonely at all.
What kind of people would you say are most interested in this kind of art form today?
There really is no typical person. The people who are collecting my prints are housewives, business people, school teachers, you name it. There's a baker, a guy who's a truck driver. There really is no type of person who is interested in my work.
also modern Japan has a big place for this kind of...
Well, it's fun, you know, because the prints I'm making really are Edo era. They're 200 years ago stuff. And I thought at first that they really have no relevance to this modern society. Coming to the studio today, I passed through Shibuya, and the people I saw down there, they're not the slightest bit interested in 200-year-old woodblock crafts, woodblock printmaking. But out of the, how many people live in Japan? 125 million people? Out of that large group of people, there's 80 who say, what David is doing is worth supporting. They maybe like the poetry. They maybe like woodblock prints. They maybe like the idea that a Canadian is trying to do this. For whatever reason, they decide to say, okay, I'm going to buy this stuff. I'm going to support his project. 82 people are doing that, and I'm very, very, very grateful that they are.
Well, I'll make it 83.
Oh, really?